to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the days of November end, we're rejoicing in the blessings of God upon the ministries of our great church. Last Sunday, some 765 people answered the roll call to study God's Word together in the Sunday School Hour. What a joy it is to see so many people hungering and thirsting after the Word of God. The Lord blessed us in a very remarkable way. And as we close this month, we do so thanking God for all His goodness and His mercy and His grace that has been extended to us. There in the radio audience, perhaps you're listening today for the very first time, we are happy to welcome you to the ever-growing family of radio listeners to Worth Baptist Hour. Worth Baptist Church brings you the gospel every Sunday by radio at this same time on KRXV 1540 on your dial. We trust that you'll tell your friends about it. Let them know that the gospel will come to them each Sunday at this same time. We're in our seventh year of radio broadcasting on this station, and we praise God for every listener. If you do not have a church home, we would like to give you a special invitation to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme for this Sunday school year is building for Christ as we build for eternity. We will soon be celebrating the 23rd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church in the month of March, the first Sunday of March 1977. During these years, God has been remarkably good to us, and we rejoice in the outreach of our church's ministry. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. All of these services are planned to meet your spiritual needs. And all during these almost 23 years that we've been operating as a church, many hundreds of souls have come to know Jesus Christ, and many lives have been blessed and transformed by the power of God during these years. And we're looking forward to many wonderful things in the days to come. Presently, we are under construction with a new building located at Campus Drive and Loop 820, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School and not far from the South Campus of the Tarrant County Junior College. We would like for you to drive by and see our properties as they're being built. In the meantime, here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we would be happy to have you and your family visit with us today. The month of December promises some wonderful things for us. On the 12th of December, we will be having Children's Day. And on the 19th of December, we will have Family Day. And, of course, it is Christmas Sunday, and we'll be looking forward to that. So during these last few weeks of 1976, I trust that you'll put Christ first in your life. Let me ask you this personal question. What do you have to do today that is more important than worshiping Jesus Christ? What is more important than your including the church and Christ and the Bible and the gospel in your plans? My friend, it appears to me that nothing is more important than your relationship to Jesus Christ. You see, your relationship to Him is far more important than your relationship to the church. I ask you again, personally, are you related to Jesus Christ? Do you know Him as Lord and Master of your life? Have you come into the right relationship with Him through faith in His redemptive work upon the cross? Do you know today that all is well with your soul? Have your sins been washed away in that fountain that washes whiter than snow? Do you have the peace of God in your heart and in your mind? Do you have the assurance that if you were to die this day, you would go to be with Jesus Christ? The Bible tells us that we can. Paul says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you do not have this assurance, I trust that before this broadcast comes to a close, that you will trust Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Write us. Let us know that you received Worth Baptist Hour today. And let us know that it's been a blessing to your heart. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you this week. And in the meantime, visit Worth Baptist Church today. Remember our location, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, The Church Where People Are Thankful. I'm going to read Psalm 100, but before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for all of Thy blessings upon our lives. And in this Thanksgiving season, may our hearts be turned toward Thee to acknowledge every good and perfect gift that comes from Thee. Bless our listening audience today. I pray that the Holy Spirit would move in their hearts and in their minds today and give to each one that blessed assurance that sins are forgiven. Bless our senior citizens, those in the rest homes and in the hospitals, in their own homes, those people who are in their places of business or traveling across our city, wherever they are. I pray a special blessing upon each one in this hour. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in Psalm 100 I read, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Although Thanksgiving Day is past, we certainly are not finished with giving our thanks to God. I want to share with you my Thanksgiving message for 1976, entitled, The Church Where People Are Thankful. If we were to count our blessings today, we would be hard put to find a place to start, to say nothing of a place to stop. We do well to set aside one day of the year for all of our complaining, all of our murmuring, all of our grumbling, all of our criticizing, all of the fault-finding that we want to do, and then use 364 days for Thanksgiving. We do well, I repeat, to do that because God has been so good to us and God has done so many wonderful things for us all as a nation, as families, as individuals, as churches. Truly, the Lord is good. Truly, His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. Let me share with you three things that characterize people who are thankful. First, people who are thankful recognize the providential care of God. God knows, God understands, and God cares about everything that happens to His creation. My friend, today, whatever concerns you concerns God. It is written in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Even the birds of the air are under His watchful care. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 at verse 29, Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And not one of them falls to the earth without your Father knowing it. And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, Jesus said, Take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Therefore I say unto you, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There are three verses in the Bible that every Christian should know. These three verses will support and strengthen and sustain you whatever your circumstances in life. The first I call the upholding verse. It is found in Isaiah 41:10. And the prophet said, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with a right hand of my righteousness. The second we call the optimism verse. That's Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And then the third verse is called the waiting verse. It is found in Psalm 27 and verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, my friend, if you'll make a note of these three verses, the first one again is Isaiah 41:10, the upholding verse. The second is Romans 8:28, the optimism verse. And the third is Psalm 27:14, the waiting verse. These verses will sustain you even in this hour. When we recognize God's providential care, there are two things that we do not do. I repeat, two things that we do not do. First, we do not worry. You'll find in your Bible 773,693 words, and not once is the word worry used. Worry is not in God's vocabulary, and worry shouldn't be in yours. The word worry comes from an ancient Anglo-Saxon word which means to strangle or to choke, and that's precisely what worry does to you. Emotionally, physically, spiritually, worry will strangle your life. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 at verses 6 and 7, Paul wrote, Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. About this verse, or these verses, Mr. Moody once said, Be careful for nothing, be prayerful for everything, and be thankful for anything. Now, my friend, if you have nothing to be thankful for in this Thanksgiving season, put it down. There's something drastically wrong with you. The Sunday school teacher one time asked her class of little boys what they had to be thankful for. There was a moment of silence. Then one little boy piped up and said, Well, teacher, I'm thankful for my glasses. Well, the teacher didn't quite understand. She asked him to explain, and here's what he said. My glasses keep boys from hitting me and girls from kissing me. Now, that's a sort of a funny story. Strange thing, isn't it? But the boy had something to be thankful for. My friend, you today surely have something to be thankful for. The word thank comes from the same root word as the word think. And the more you think, the more you will thank. And the more you thank, the less you will worry. Worry is a sin. In Romans 14:23 it is written, Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Worry is a crippler. Worry is a killer. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but gets you nowhere. Worry stalls the engine of your life and puts you in reverse. Worry causes heart trouble, stomach trouble, and respiratory trouble. Worry will give you neck pains, back pains, and leg pains. And besides all that, worry will disturb the enzymes in your digestive tract and give you a bad case of indigestion. And not only that, my friend, If you go to bed worrying at night, you'll wake up the next morning with a dark brown taste in your mouth. Worry is no good. Worry is indeed a destroyer. Someone has observed that there are 3 days in every week that you should not worry. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. If you, my friend, can conquer these three, you have it made. The second thing we do not do when we recognize the providential care of God is this: we do not complain. I read about a man who gave his testimony, and he said, "I lived most of my life on Grumble Street, but some time ago I moved to Thanksgiving Lane, and I've been happy ever since." Someone said, "I had no shoes and complained until I met a man who had no feet." The poet put it this way: as a rule, a human's a fool. When it's hot, he wants it cool. When it's cool, he wants it hot. He always wants what is not. Now, here's something for you to think about. When you feel dog-tired at night, it may be because you've been growling all day long. I read about a preacher who had a special black book that he labeled Complaints of Members Against One Another. When a member came to him and told him something about another member, he said to them, "Well, now I have a complaint book. I'll write down exactly what you say, and you sign your name to it. And when I have time, I'll take up the matter officially with this person." Well, just the sight of the open book and the ready pen had a tremendous effect. Without exception, they said, "Oh, no, I couldn't sign anything like that." Well, in 40 years, this preacher says, he never got one single member to write one single line in his complaint book. It's like the poet once said, "There is so much good in the worst of us, and so much bad in the best of us, that it ill behooves any of us to find fault with the rest of us." I have a recommendation for you today. Will you listen carefully? If you are riding the streetcar of complaint, get a transfer. Transfer yourself to the Thanksgiving Express, and you'll discover there's plenty of room. In the second place, where people are thankful, they fulfill the will of God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul wrote, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Matthew Henry, the famous Bible scholar, was once accosted by thieves who robbed him of his purse. Later that same day, he wrote in his diary, and I quote, "Let me be thankful first because I was never robbed before. Second, let me be thankful that although they took my purse, they did not take my life. Third, even though they took all I had, it wasn't much. And fourth, let me be thankful because it was I who was robbed, and not I who robbed another." That's something for you to think about, my friend. Be thankful in everything. As Paul put it, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Now, in the third place where people are thankful, they rejoice in the salvation of God. Jesus sent his disciples out on a mission once upon a time. And on a given day, they returned, and they were almost beside themselves with joy. Oh, they were just running over with joy because the devils were in subjection to them. I can imagine that they said to Jesus, "Master, you won't believe it. You just won't believe what's happened to us. Even the demons are in subjection to us through your name." Somehow, I believe, with a smile and perhaps even a smirk on his face, Jesus said to them, "Why, I saw Satan cast from heaven. Nevertheless, let me tell you what to rejoice in. Don't rejoice because the devil and his demons are in subjection to you. I say unto you, rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Oh, what a wonderful thing to rejoice about. Is your name written there on the page bright and fair? Is your name written there? In the book of God's kingdom, is your name written there? There are three things that are true because our names are written in heaven. One, Because our names are written in heaven, we never have to worry about being lost. Jesus said in John chapter 9 at verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Secondly, we never have to worry about economic recession or financial depression. In Philippians chapter 4 at verse 19, Paul wrote, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Then the third thing you'll never have to worry about if your name is written in heaven is this: you will never have to worry about a place to live. I read in John 14:1 where Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Quit your worrying, my friend. You don't have to kill yourself worrying. Simply believe what God has said, and you can be happy. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. Where people are thankful, they show it not only with their lips, but with their lives. I'm happy today that we've had this privilege to voice the gospel to you again. As we leave the broadcast, we would remind you that a warm welcome awaits you in all the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our evening worship hour at 7. I trust the Lord will bless you as you plan to attend with us today. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.